Thank you, Mark, as ever, for the introduction. And in fact, Mark, I know you're a bit of a music expert, so I wonder if you've ever been to Glastonbury. I've been to other festivals, but not to Glastonbury, which must rate as, I guess, the most famous pop festival, attracting big names like Stormzy, Beyoncé, Radiohead, and over the years, legends like Paul McCartney, Blur, and David Bowie. But I'm afraid to say that I read last week that Glastonbury 2021 has now joined the list of events cancelled by COVID. An owner of Worthy Farm, Michael Evis, the organiser of Glastonbury with his daughter, released this statement last Thursday. With great regret, we must announce that this year's Glastonbury Festival will not take place. In spite of our efforts to move heaven and earth, it has become clear that we simply will not be able to make the festival happen this year. We are so sorry to let you all down. Now, I know not everyone will see Glastonbury as the great cultural event of the year, nor be perhaps as positive about some of the non-musical activities, should we say, that go on there. But whatever your musical taste, we can all relate to the disappointment of having things that you are looking forward to knocked out of the calendar. We're all finding the current uncertainty hard, not knowing when the kids will be back at school, not knowing when a holiday will go ahead, not even knowing when it will be okay to give someone a hug or shake someone's hand or go into someone's home. These are tough times for everyone. But that statement on the closure of Glastonbury also raised a smile for me, because there's a phrase buried in there which I find very thought-provoking. I wonder if you heard it. In spite of our efforts to move heaven and earth, we simply will not be able to make the festival happen this year. Maybe we're all finally waking up to the fact that our human efforts are so very limited. We can put in what feels like huge efforts to move heaven and earth, but get nowhere. But there is someone who can move heaven and earth very effortlessly. In John's Gospel, there are 9 references to the claim that Jesus came from heaven. Jesus came from heaven. God did move heaven and earth to get his son to the planet, and therefore nothing can stop his plans. Wonderfully, he moved heaven and earth to get to us because he loves us and he wants us to be with him. God moved heaven and earth to put his son on the cross and rise him from the dead so that we might be forgiven. So Glastonbury may be cancelled, but God's love is not. And nor is the one day in the diary which will never be cancelled the one certainty in the future, the day when Jesus will come back wonderfully to rescue his people as well as to judge the world. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.